Yo, 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 it's C-Max. This is Matrimony of Madness. We dated on Halloween. We got married on Halloween. We spend our Thursday evenings talking about all things spooky. We're a family-friendly podcast with all the blood and guts. And whether it's your first time or you're a frequent listener, thank you for taking a stab at it. Now we're going underneath the bridge.
What is that?
It's going to be on repeat for the rest of the year.
Perfect. That was great. Guys, we just got back from, per usual, we're recording this really late.
Way too late.
Because we just got back watching the 3 hour.
We just got back watching.
We just got back watching the 3 hour.
We're watching people's backs.
We just got back watching backs.
You actually were creeping on people out the window today, though.
Today I was. Literally, I have pictures on my phone of people in my yard.
Intentionally, they were supposed to be there.
Yes, but like I didn't know, like he was supposed to come up in like a business huge truck, and he came up in like this little white pickup truck.
He was no business, all Wranglers.
Dang it! Yes.
No business, all Wranglers. So what she was trying to say was, we saw the Batman 2022. So we will warn you guys, we didn't think we would have a lot of content, so we are going to touch base on some current, quote-unquote, current events within pop culture. However, they are tied to horror elements, and we'll get into that. We wouldn't be talking about Free Guy or something, you know what I mean? Because there's no... I just want to let them know if it's their first time. I always think of...
I mean, to be fair, like, him realizing he was in a video game kind of, like, really scared him.
You so literally just spoiled Free Guy for anyone who hasn't seen it.
It literally shows it in the trailer.
Oh, fair. That movie's, like, got a whole Inception thing going on.
That movie is actually great.
It's pretty good. Great. Okay. Pretty good. So... we'll go into why we're going to talk about these things, but we are going to do a lot of the horror content up front. So that way, if you guys want to dip out towards the end, you absolutely can. We always have this miniature panic attack where we think we're not going to have enough content. And then we find ourselves getting into Thursday night with
content,
just your notebook filled with different things. And then we're constantly like, time variance policing ourselves.
I know. I'm like nervous that this is going to be really long.
So I guess, I'm very tired and I was hungry, but thank God McDonald's was open, but
bless.
And then I'm going to regret it.
It's true. He's not going
to. I feel like Officer Doofy for, that image just comes to my head.
I feel like that has been the second Officer Doofy reference you've made.
Yeah, I can't make the other one because we're a family-friendly podcast, but...
that's true.
I've also made a reference on this podcast. I was like, don't bother me, I'm cleaning my room.
Yeah, that's what it was. That was the one. Okay, well, let's just get straight into it. You got any newsies?
I have zero.
You have zero newsies?
I mean, I have one, but I think you'll bring it up. So, you were off today and did the research while you were staring. I'm outside of your window with my radio. You were doing that whole David thing. So what newsies do you have?
So this is some newsies that I have. I will start with this newsies. There is a new video game coming out. It's coming out to Steam and Switch, which is
odd.
Weird. It is developed by Drop of Pixels and published by Skystone Games. It's a hello, Django. It's a Lovecraftian survival horror game. Okay. It's called Underworld Dreams, The False King.
Cool.
I just found it really strange that it's like coming to Switch. And
Steam and Switch.
Yeah, it was just very bizarre.
Very, yeah, that's a weird market.
Yeah, graphics are a little bit not as great as...
that explains why it's coming out on Nintendo Switch.
Yes. But it is an independent company, so I applaud them for,
yeah, absolutely,
for doing what they're doing. And
guys, if you hear that ASMR, I'll give you a couple seconds to guess. He stopped doing it. It is Django on a Publix paper bag. So those of you who guessed Django, Publix paper bag, I have nothing for you other than good vibes, but I'm very proud of you.
You win.
You got it.
If you guys didn't see the post, Scream 2022 is now available digitally on demand. So you guys, if you guys didn't see it in theaters, you are now have all the opportunity to watch it in the comfort of your own home. Hello. Your device will start to update outside of active hours.
Well, I hope not. Make sure that bad boy doesn't update right now.
This is, I feel like I'm having PTSD from
Scream. Oh, so while she, yeah, so go check out Scream. You can listen to Django currently right now, ASMR. That is a Publix paper bag. So for some reason, last week, we apologized to everybody. There were these, like, at the 20-something minute mark, there were these crazy audio splotches that it almost sounded like we were cutting stuff out because we weren't allowed to talk about it.
It was weird.
We don't know what happened. So I'm not going to spend all day on it.
No.
Thank you for those who brought it up. We're consistently trying to get better. Honestly, we want to do a whole setup, but if you guys were to walk in our house, it literally looks like we're moving in. We're actually trying to get out.
Exactly.
And I feel like since we've started the podcast every week, it's like, hey, we're trying to move out. It's still the same thing.
We're still here.
So we're not looking to do the whole setup in a house that literally we're going to have to go put stuff in storage. So maybe even when we move into our friend's house for a little bit, God willing, fingers crossed, I'm willing to have a setup there that we just pack away in a box and then bring it out every week. Some big stuff planned, big ideas, but we're very sorry. If you listen to us weekly or if you started listening to us last week and you enjoyed it, we will figure it out. Please keep listening. Very sorry. Scream on digital, on demand, yep. No DVD yet?
No, it's okay. It's just available to watch on demand now. The Back for Blood expansion.
Yes, I did see that.
Coming out April 12th called Tunnels of Terror.
Tunnels of Terror.
Is that its first expansion?
First, like...
Major?
Sorry for the like. First actual expansion?
Okay. All right.
Because they did the Christmas...
They did.
The holiday card, yeah. Like the supply decks.
I feel like that was stuff. Like an event.
Yeah, that's a good... Yeah, you just nailed it, yeah. Okay. This is their first... actual DLC in my opinion.
Yes. So it's called Tunnels of Terror. It will be out April 12th.
Sick.
So I couldn't really decide if this was like horror news or not, but I'm going to say it anyways. Yeah. So they're making a TV series for Twisted Metal.
Sick.
The 1995 game. It's coming out on Peacock. Anthony Mackie is starring in it.
Whoa.
Who plays Falcon. For those of you who
is
don't
he going to be a minion?
He's going to be... he's a milkman. I don't know his name. I can't.
He's gonna be Sweet Tooth.
I don't know.
Huh.
But so Anthony Mackie is the lead role. Michael Jonathan. It looks like Michael Jonathan Smith or Smitch. I feel like my handwriting is really bad. He is the writer for Cobra Kai. So he's writing this as well. And then producing it is Mark Forman and Will Arnett.
Whoa.
Yeah. So a bunch of, yeah, I feel like that team is really random, but I love it at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some like undercover star power.
I agree. So I'm really excited about it. I don't know when it's coming out, but it's coming to Peacock.
Not the heroes we deserve, but the heroes we need.
In this time, yes. I agree.
Absolutely.
So my last little bit of news is basically for me.
Oh, so then I do have a big semi drop that's rumor mill, but it is circulating. If you don't hit it right here,
is it the Beetlejuice?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't write that down because it's not confirmed. But
we can talk about it. We can talk about it after this.
Okay.
After this.
Okay.
Whatever you're gonna say. So, I have no idea. I can't see the notebook. No idea what you wrote down.
You aren't gonna care about this at all. So Stephen King announced his new book.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Let's backtrack here.
Okay.
Not caring is a little harsh.
Okay.
I care for our community, and I care for our content, and I care for you because you're my wife. It's what we do. It's called Matrimony of Madness. And lately, you've been driving me a little mad. So I do care. Well, because I know, and I've been paying attention to all the books you're reading. I had you order your next Stephen King book literally when you hadn't finished the other one. So I do care.
Well, I appreciate that. I actually finished Salem's Lot today, guys.
I'm a winner.
So there is a podcast called The King Cast, and they interviewed Stephen King, uh-huh. which was awesome for them. And he actually announced that he announced his new book. It is called Holly, and it's about Holly Gibbry. No, I'm sorry, Gibney. My handwriting is so bad. I realized how bad my handwriting is. So it's called Holly Gibney. She's actually a side character from the trilogy Mr. Mercedes books that he wrote, which is like a detective book.
Yeah.
She's also a supporting character in The Outsider and a main character in one of his novellas, which I found out novella is longer than a short story, but shorter than a novel. So it's... Am I saying it wrong?
No, you would have known that sooner had you took an AP literature like me.
So it's, you're right. However, okay, so she's in If It Bleeds, it's a novella. So you would think that, yes, you're absolutely right. I did not take AP literature. 1922 is technically a novella.
Yes.
But that is a regular sized book for some people.
So we get into the parameters of anomalies here. Because, like, 100 pages, is that a book? You know what I mean? Like, is 100 pages a book? I could go in there, give me 48 hours. It wouldn't be the best thing in the world. I could write a 100-page book.
I don't remember how long 1922 was. It was longer than 100
pages. So unless there's set parameters, obviously a short story is typically, I feel like there's almost like a paragraph limit. Like Emily Dickinson's The Yellow Wallpaper, which we reference a lot and we make the literature joke, is a very good, all-encompassing, creepy short story. It's very short.
Yeah.
It's like, if you were to... I remember getting it in AP literature and it was on, like...
Yellow paper?
Well, it was... No. It was a page and then you flip the page. The print was small, but like that's all it took, if I remember correctly, to read. A short story.
That would be a short story. Yeah. So The Lottery, which is like what the Hunger Games and all that stuff mm-hmm. is based off of, that is a short story. It's literally like, I think, on like a regular size paper, it's like 2.5 pages.
Yeah. That was so good.
So that would be a short story.
Yeah, so novella, it's weird because it just, what do you define?
A novel.
What's a novel? Yeah, we'd have to look into it.
Well, according to Stephen King, his novels are... A bazillion pages.
Stephen King's novels are... It's literally like, hey, I'm going to try skateboarding. Yeah, here's the skateboarder, Rodney Mullen. No, dude. That dude is upper echelon. Like, no. That's not how this goes. And he... Rodney Mullen created, like, half the tricks that are used now. Stephen King, a novel for him is 1,500 pages. That's an encyclopedia.
That's what I'm saying. It's like atlas. His novellas are like a typical novel.
I see what you're saying. Okay, I got you.
So anyways, that's all the news I have. Except for the Beetlejuice thing, which go ahead.
So the Beetlejuice 2 thing, and I commented on someone's Facebook the other day, or maybe it was this morning. They were being kind of, I'm not going to say who it was, and they don't listen. They were being kind of rude to their friend because they didn't even read the article their friend posted. Yeah. And they laugh reacted at it. And they were like, yeah, this has been this has been rumored for years. You're right, but it's recently picked up traction because Brad Pitt's production company Plan B, which like that name is just weird in
a multitude of different ways. I agree, but go ahead.
So apparently, according to Brad Pitt, his production company is trying to grab it. Wynonna's back on as Lydia,
mm-hmm.
which Wynonna is the reason we can thank Wynonna for the reason I like spooky women. We could actually, do you think?
I thought it was
Christina Ricci too. But like, do you thank the actresses or the characters they played?
No, you thank the characters.
So you thank Lydia, and then you thank whoever.
Her name and Casper was.
I can't remember. That's why I like spooky women. Anyways, I digress. So Wynonna Ryder has signed on. Michael Keaton has signed on. Alec Baldwin's not coming back, which stinks because of all the stuff going on. It's a bummer. And then like Gina Davis is doing some stuff, so I don't know. They just haven't mentioned her.
They've only mentioned the two. They haven't, or well, and they mentioned Michael Keaton not coming back. But yeah. That's it. They haven't, as far as what I've read, they haven't mentioned any other.
And like Catherine O'Hara still like tearing it up.
So. Oh yeah, I could definitely see her doing it.
Yeah, it's just what are you gonna do? Yeah. I almost feel like if you do a Beetlejuice 2, you don't include the original characters.
Yeah.
You almost just do Michael in a whole new...
A whole new thing.
Yeah. I don't know. And I love Wynonna, dude. Like, she's... Her and Lydia are the reason I like probably girls. Okay? Goyles. So, I don't know. I don't... She's like 50.
It would have to be the whole...
And I have no issue with that.
It would have to be the whole, oh, Beetlejuice is back. Let's call up someone who defeated him. Oh, hey, Rhinona's back. Hey, girl. Help me take care of Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I just don't see that being...
I don't see that
being enjoyable to watch.
No, I don't either. They do just need to have this Beetlejuice just terrorizing a new family.
Yeah, that's what it needs to be. With all the stuff going on, like, imagine him seeing, like, cell phones and virtual reality. Like, it would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious. That's, yeah, I agree.
And maybe that's the play, I don't know. I'm not sure. I love Wynonna. I love Lydia.
And I love Beetlejuice. I mean, I have a Beetlejuice tattoo. Like, I love Beetlejuice.
For sure.
But I'd be okay if they just let it rest. Because I can
really... Well, I would obviously be okay with that, too. If they're going to bring it back, I feel like you just make it its own... Its own thing.
Yeah.
I think it's the reason why Mad Max was so good. It was just like its own. They didn't bring Mel Gibson back, which made people mad, but like it's its own thing. And then they're going to do Furiosa and, you know, it's going to be its own thing.
They're making a Furiosa movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love her.
So it's going to be its own. It's going to be its own thing.
No, I agree.
Yeah, Anya Taylor-Joy is going to be Furiosa, just so you know.
I get it. God. This is family friendly, please.
Shout out to my boy MJ, who also thinks she is a very pretty lady.
She is pretty. I never disagreed with you on that.
She's also going to be in The Northman.
Yes, I know.
So that covers the news, right? I don't want to go too much into Beetlejuice 2. We can drop in if we need to.
There's really not anything much more to say, but that's basically it.
Cool. So we have... I'm going to let Spooky explain this. We really enjoy March Madness, the basketball tournament, even though the Gators are horrible. Go Gators. Oklahoma's typically good sometimes. And Cincinnati used to be good, but I don't think we're good anymore. But we've done March Madness with, like, our employees for contests. We've done March Madness on previous podcasts. We've done March Madness, like, at Halloween parties that we've done. Mm-hmm. So we really wanted for the listeners to put our spin on March Madness. So I'm going to let you you did everything. She was laughing before this even started because she knows the movies and she knows the bracket. I don't. We're still going to have discussions about it, but I'm going into this totally blind. So if you want to give them a little bit of a heads up of what's going on.
So basically what we have is we have 32 different movies. So I am going to be saying two different movies. We're going to go through all of them. So it's going to be 16 rounds, I guess.
Yeah, 16 matches.
And I'm going to basically say, out of these two movies, so I'm just going to use Disney movies as an example so I don't spoil the other movies. So let's say we have Aladdin and Finding Nemo. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought of those two first. No,
that's good. I like it. So that's actually good.
So Aladdin and Finding Nemo. Which world... The Aladdin world or the Finding Nemo world, would you avoid going to?
I would avoid going into Finding Nemo because the ocean is terrifying.
The ocean is terrifying.
So that would mean it's the scariest.
So then that would move on.
So this is a bracket. What do you have a title for the bracket?
The bracket is... No, I don't have a title for it.
So the bracket is basically, we'll create a cool title of it. Matrimony of Madness. Matrimony of March Madness. Matrimony of March Madness. Scariest something bracket.
Yes.
Almost had it.
We almost got it. We'll get it. We'll think of something cool. But yeah, so that's basically what it is. I want to end up finding out of these 32 different worlds, basically, which one is the scariest? Which one is the one that we're like, you know what? I'll take all these other 31 worlds over going into this one. Mm-hmm. So this is more or less, yeah.
And life happens. We would rather the community vote on this. However, there's some days where the community is very active and there's some days where you guys just have so much going on. And even if we were to grow to like thousands of people listening, it would be like that also.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the world.
We are going to create winners on the show. However, we're going to post polls and things like that so you guys can tell us if we were completely wrong and stuff like that too.
Yeah, or like what you would rather do.
And then we may, for the final four, have a decision of the users.
Exactly.
The users. I said users, the listeners.
The users. All right. So I'm just going to jump right into it.
Oh my gosh. Finding Nemo.
So the reason why I was laughing, guys, because I can see what the matchups is.
I can see the matchups is. What did you say to me today? You said, my phone's about to die.
Oh no. I said, thanks the message.
Thanks the message. I was like, you're welcome the message.
Yeah.
Thanks the message, babe. You're welcome the message.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was funny.
Sorry about that.
No, it was good.
So, first matchup is, which world would you avoid?
Uh-huh.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh my God.
Or Eight-Legged Freaks.
Whoa. Whoa. Man. So.
I know it's such a weird.
If I'm matchup. Just in Texas, though, that's really easy.
Okay, so let me also verify. Yeah. This is like you're going into the world, like you're one of the main characters uh-huh. in it. So, like, yeah, you could say I just avoid Harlow,
gotcha.
Texas.
Gotcha.
But you can't. Are in the main character.
So.
World. Like, you're the main character.
Okay. So I've never seen Eight-Legged Freaks.
What?
I know. But I know, like, David Arquette's in it.
Yeah.
And I know what the movie's about. I've never seen it.
Okay. So for those of you who don't know what Eight-Legged Freaks are, it's basically the world being taken over by giant spiders.
Are they malicious, though? Or
they attack. Yes.
Do they... How's the... I mean, they have eight... They have, like, six or eight eyes, whatever arachnids have.
They have, a lot
so
of
So how
eyes.
Does David Arquette... Like, I guess you'd have to spoil the movie. How's David Arquette still alive? It's David Arquette. He's the biggest goober.
I don't want to spoil it. So...
You don't want to spoil it?
Basically, which one would you avoid?
Like, do they break through your house and stuff? Like if you're in the house...
They're terrorizing!
Okay, but, like, I'm staying in this house, right? Are they trying to find me, or are they just doing their own thing?
You could say, I guess, they're just doing their own thing. But, like, if they come over here and they put their leg through the thing and they see you running away, they're going to eat you.
But do they avoid houses, or do they, like... smashing everything.
No, they're just trying to take over this. They're just trying to take over. Like, this is our place. We're going to build nests. We're going to web everything. You are now the insects for our prey. So, like...
Man, this hurts. I'd avoid Eight-Legged Freaks.
This is why I was laughing.
Sorry.
Because I knew you were going to say it.
Bubba's terrifying, but I think I could outrun him.
Okay, fair. All right, so matchup number two.
I hate this already.
Would you avoid Zombieland?
Okay.
Or Us?
Ooh, okay.
I know it's tough.
Us, though. See, the premise of Us is in regard to racial division and profiling and stuff like that. So
technically we are living in us.
Me being the positive, gratuitous guy that I am, would my doppelganger even come after me? Because I would be willing to include them into the community. Would they come after me?
You would have to assume yes, because again, you're taking the role of the main character of this film. Because you're going into this world.
So that means I'm the bad guy all along.
I'm sorry to break it to you. Spoiler alert.
Man, Us, that movie is so good.
The movie is really good. If you guys haven't seen it, please go see it. It is really
I'm avoiding Zombieland.
Okay.
I could fight myself.
You know your weaknesses.
I know what I could do.
You were literally just talk to yourself and undercut yourself in the most deepest
way. I'd be super negative. Like, dude, you're an idiot. You have no opportunities in life. You have nothing going for you. And then that version of myself would be like, you know what? I don't even want to do this. You're mean.
I'm done. You're mean.
I love that movie, though.
It is really good.
I'm going to watch it right now.
Okay. That's because you want to avoid the next. Just kidding. Just kidding. I know what you're going to pick.
I do like this, though, because obviously everybody knows from last episode, Leatherface is my favorite, but I'm not going to be biased. Like, I could run for a while away from Bubba, and you hear him coming.
You do.
Like, you're an idiot if you don't hear him. Coming. Eight-legged freaks, I don't want to be in that.
That sucks.
That's terrifying.
Like, that just sucks.
Some days I wake up and I'm like, man, I'm glad there's not, like, dinosaurs out there.
I actually was going to put Jurassic Park in here. I did not.
Oh, my God.
So, this one, I know what you're going to say. The two is...
Also, you're not pitching in. Is it supposed to be just me, or do you agree with me?
Now, this is just fun for me.
But would you have done Eight-Legged Freaks?
I would have done Eight-Legged Freaks.
Would you have done Zombieland or Us?
I would actually avoid Us.
You know that being Zombieland?
Yes.
I just don't... The only reason Tallahassee and Columbus survive is so we can have more movies. It's impossible to survive in Zombieland.
I mean, if the girl could survive in a freezer with her cute little pink outfit, I think I could survive. I know it's just a movie, but still.
I don't know. So what do we do then?
No. This is just
we on, keep like we I keep said, Zombieland.
Yeah, I keep okay. yours. Yeah, all right. Because again, this is more just a game.
If you ever super disagree with me though, then speak up.
No, I will.
If you're ever like, no, you're crazy.
If you, I would super disagree okay, with right. you on this next.
I want to make sure, like,
I would like no.
I want to make sure because it's our podcast. I'll make sure the viewers know. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No, this one I know what you're gonna pick. If the other one, I'm gonna be like shocked. Honestly.
Okay.
So, which one would you avoid?
Okay.
Scream or A Quiet Place?
I would avoid A Quiet Place.
I would also avoid A Quiet Place.
Okay. I could take Ghostface.
That's what I'm saying. Easy, like, easy. Like, if you picked you would avoid Scream, no. I'd be like, you're out of your mind.
I've got a Ring camera. Just come
up to, I got a Ring
just come camera. Up to the front door, dude.
Dang it. All right, so this one's kind of interesting. Well, actually, maybe not. I think I know what you'd avoid. Which one would you avoid? The Strangers?
Oh.
Or Alien.
I'm in space or I'm on Earth?
For Alien?
Yeah.
You're in space. I'm just doing Alien. You're.
And I have no, I don't know about xenomorphs or anything?
No. You work for Wyland. And you're just in space and then all of a sudden, Alien. Facehugger.
I'm avoiding Alien.
I'm avoiding Alien,
I'll fight
too.
Three people.
I agree. For those of you guys who don't know what The Strangers is, it's basically like...
It's terrifying.
It is terrifying. It's terrifying because it can happen in real life.
But that movie should have ended in the middle until...
I also agree.
Spoiler alert, he accidentally shoots the wrong person.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So this one I'm actually interested to see what you would say.
Mm-hmm.
So would you avoid the world of Sinister?
Okay.
So, here's my thing. Should I explain what some of these movies are?
I think you can briefly explain what Sinister is for those. I mean, if they're listening to a hard podcast, but we do have a lot of casual listeners who just like to listen to us talk.
Yeah.
Sinister is basically, I forgot the name of the demon.
I forgot his name too.
But it's a demon who... He's an embodiment of evil, and he basically possesses families and individuals, and they make these horrific videotapes.
They make home videos of them murdering their family, basically. Yeah. And he's always in, like, the background of these. And then he comes, what happens is...
It's almost like a Ring You situation.
Yeah, he comes out of the video of people who are watching, and then he possesses them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, would you rather be in the world of Sinister? So, remember, you're a main character. You've seen...
I'm Ethan Hawke.
You're Ethan Hawke.
I mean, God bless that man.
Or, would you rather deal with the world of The Mist? For those of you guys who don't know what The Mist is, it's basically there's this giant really thick mist that comes down and there's creatures and stuff in
it. I'm going to avoid Sinister.
Interesting. Please elaborate.
The mist, they're in a grocery store half the time. The movie would just end if they stayed in the grocery store because, spoiler alert, at the end of the mist, they realize, like, it just goes away.
Is that you or me?
I think my phone just died.
Okay, gotcha. The mist does just go away, but the creatures are still there. If you remember.
Yeah, but they, for some reason, the mist is what draws them to attack. When the mist goes away, everyone's fine. Everyone's safe.
I don't remember that.
I'm not trying to spoil the end of the movie for everybody.
No, I know. Okay, so you're
avoiding Sinister. And the whole movie, the mist are in a grocery store.
It's true, they are in a grocery store.
That's everything you need. Except you got crazy Karens. And I would take care of it. They don't take care of it.
That's true.
We've talked about that movie No Exit we haven't watched yet. Dude in the corner, like, you're looking at me. What, we got a problem?
Yeah.
The crazy Karen in that movie, take care of her. Put her somewhere safe and lock her in there and just give her food.
Yeah.
You don't gotta kill her.
No.
But don't let her pull this mutiny where she tries to make everybody crazy Yahweh.
I know. I agree. I definitely agree. So, our next round is Friday the 13th. So, you're at Camp Crystal Lake.
Can I just leave?
Or you are in Midsummer.
Oh my God. So for those of you who don't know, I am terrified of beautiful Swedish women. And
because of this movie, unfortunately.
We went to Hawaii and if you don't pay attention, they take you on this bus to Brigham Young University campus, which is a very nice campus.
It is so nice.
But there's literally women dressed like the Spring Queen.
The Maiden Queen?
Maiden
Queen.
It's terrifying.
We went to Hawaii literally, I think, like right after we watched Midsummer. So it's like, it was fresh on our mind. And like the campus is so well groomed and nice. And it's like, it really is almost like a dream when you go on like this university campus. I mean, all of Hawaii is, honestly. But the way like, even like the architecture was structured.
Whoa. So I feel like I'm avoiding Friday the 13th. I could make an argument that I wouldn't have bullied him, so he wouldn't have come after me. But if I'm Tommy Jarvis and he just wants to kill me.
Yeah.
Literally, there's no way out. Midsummer, I can adapt to the culture, marry a beautiful Swedish woman. And then when it's time to yeet myself off the cliff, I just don't do it.
But what if you were the main boy and then you turn into the bear?
Ooh. Well, then like,
then you have no way
out. I'm dead
out.
Anyways, so we gotta
then
have
you're
something.
Dead. Yeah. No, okay. That's fair. That's fair.
I get to live to 75 if I do Midsummer. That's a good life.
I mean, that's true.
I got 40 more years.
That's true. All right, so we're avoiding Jason. So this one is gonna be quite fun. So we have Evil Dead.
Ooh.
Versus The Witch.
Oh my God, dude.
So just so you guys, a little backstory. We both really like that movie. I've been wanting to rewatch it so many times, The Witch, by the way. And C-Max is like, I don't want to do it. He's like terrified of it. And I've been wanting to rewatch it so bad. He's like, no.
I think everybody, we don't have to get into a faith talk. I think everybody closet believes in something else. And, dude, demons are scary. And the devil is a scary dude. And that movie was just, I just put myself there into that time frame of year. Like, your little sister just gets stolen.
Well, and
the movie's terrifying, dude.
Honestly, what it is it is honestly, like you said, that time period.
Yeah.
That, like, Puritan time period.
Your sister gets stolen.
You don't know what's going on. Like, there's no medical stuff going on. It's bizarre. So.
Ooh. But then, like, the Necronomicon and all that. Do I have, am I Ash?
Dang it. I mean, I did say you were the main character, so I guess you were Ethan Hawke in Sinister, so I guess you would be Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, I'm avoiding the witch.
Okay. Man, I was hoping, you know, I could say you're not Ash, but...
I think even still...
You'd be friends with, or you would know Ash.
I would know Ash.
Ash is in the world.
They fight.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so that makes sense. What about, would you avoid Cabin in the Woods? Or, I just want you guys to know, every time I say a movie, he gives me this look like, I want to stop playing this game.
I love that movie.
Would you avoid Cabin in the Woods? Or, would you avoid... Tremors.
Oh! Cabin in the Woods.
What?
I would Kevin Bacon the H-E double hockey sticks out of a tremor. They learn I'm very behavioral. And okay. I think the people in that movie are dumb except for Reba McEntire and Kevin Bacon because they learn the pattern of the tremor. They learn the pattern of the tremor super quickly to where they're setting traps. They're climbing on the truck. I would have it figured out very quickly. I would run into a gas station. If I see it come in, I would jump on the shelf, yeet over to the other side, run out. Like, I would have it figured out. Whereas Cabin in the Woods, we're talking about the end of the world.
I mean, that's true. I don't really want to spoil the ending of Cabin in the Woods for those who haven't seen it, but I guess the ending is, I mean, okay.
It's an apocalyptic-like movie.
Yeah.
And if I'm a main character, like, I'm still going through the trials, but not knowing I am. If I know I'm going through the trials, I think I even still pick to avoid Cabin in the Woods.
Because you know what the trials are for.
Tremors, I think I can figure it out. That was a good one. That was fun.
That one is a good one. I like it.
I get to hang out with Kevin Bacon. Hey, come on.
And giant sandworm monsters. Would you avoid the world of Cloverfield?
Ooh, speaking of Cloverfield, Matt Reeves.
What?
He directed a movie we just saw called The Batman. He also directed a movie called Cloverfield.
Oh, dang. I didn't know that.
Dang.
Interesting.
Cloverfield. Okay.
So Cloverfield or The Ring?
And I have to watch the videos?
Correct. You have, like, I mean, like, you accidentally... watched it.
You gotta do Cloverfield. I would avoid, I'm sorry, The Ring. Because Cloverfield, I feel like you can hide.
Yes. I agree.
10 Cloverfield Lane, people are still alive.
People are still alive. So, that movie is so good.
People don't like it. I really liked it. Matt Reeves directed that too.
People don't like it?
People don't like 10 Cloverfield Lane. Some people don't. I liked it.
I'm
bummed we haven't got like more of their original franchise ideas that they wanted to do. I'm avoiding Ring. There's just some more. You can't escape her.
You can't. That's tough. Especially you've already watched the movie, so now you're kind of screwed. Sorry.
You can like try to escape, but.
But yeah. So what about the world? What if, okay, so this isn't really the world of, because, so anyways. Would you rather avoid being in a Paranormal Activity movie?
Oh my god, dude. She's targeting me.
Or Candyman. Also, guys, there's a Django ASMR happening again, so sorry if you hear it.
Okay.
Yes.
With Candyman.
Yes.
I'm not a racist jerk white dude. So is he trying to kill me?
Well, so...
I would be Candyman if I'm the main character. So that's... Or I would be the... I don't want to spoil the movie. Again, I don't want to spoil the movie.
Right.
I would be someone who doesn't really have to be scared.
Well, what if you didn't believe in the thing and you said his name?
Okay.
Just to be like, I don't believe in this. And you said his name.
I'm avoiding Candyman because Paranormal Activity just proves faith-based items. So, like, bring it on.
I knew that was going to be your answer and your reasoning. So, I just, you know, and I just know you so well. This is why
we're
married. So, would you avoid Child's Play? Or would you avoid Hereditary?
Oh, God, I'm avoiding Hereditary.
You'll do over Chucky.
I'll do a Chucky all day. Payment, dude. And granted, someone might say, well, C-Max, you said you would do paranormal. That's different, dude. Hereditary, like, you're cooked.
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity, they didn't do all the stuff that, like, the priest told them to do.
Yeah.
They enticed the demons. Hereditary, King Payman, like, Payman wants to just take it. Like, there is no, he's coming.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, in Paranormal Activity, there's stuff they could have done to reduce
correct.
The ebb and flow of what yes. was going on. In the whole movie of Hereditary, spoiler, is they're trying to get Payman to come back, and there's all these outside forces trying to bring him in.
So, there's no stopping. Yeah.
I'll bring on Chucky. I'll fight Chucky every day.
I would 100% agree with that.
I could booby trap my room where I could hear him come in.
So this one, I do know what you're going to say, and honestly, this matchup hurts me.
Oh.
This is a hard... This is... We will have the same picks, but the matchup just hurts me.
We have the same picks?
We will have the same picks. So it is a matchup between, would you rather be in the world of Creature of the Black Lagoon?
Yeah.
Now remember, you're the same IQ level of everybody.
Oh, and God.
You don't really know what's going on.
I'm a dumb maiden in distress, is what you're saying? I'm a female. I'm a dumb female
that who won't just stop swimming.
Won't stop swimming. Yeah.
Or Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, I'll do Creature. I'll avoid Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so we're avoiding.
I think I could fight Creature.
I mean, you probably could, but remember, like, the time. I just wanted to put Creature in there.
I know,
okay?
I
had to.
I'm not really scared of him.
No, I'm not either. All right, so I also think I know what you're going to put for this one, too, but it's still fun. So, would you rather be in the world of The Grudge or Lost Boys?
Oh, 100%. I would rather be in The Lost Boys because I will, Corey Feldman, climb up and just stab the dude. So, Spooky and I talk about this all the time. One of my favorite, probably arguably my favorite part in Lost Boys, is where Corey Feldman's character has no shame. He is convinced these are vampires. He doesn't, like, so he climbs up, takes the stake, and just stabs. Like, dude, this kid's, like 13 years old.
He's got no fear.
No fear. Climbs up, is looking at it. He's hanging upside down, must be a vampire, and just stabs him, dude. Much rather being the Lost Boys.
He fall?
He kills it. He kills the vampire.
Doesn't Corey fall off the ladder?
I think he does, but like legit kills the vampire.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Grudge is terrifying.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Okay.
Remember how scary that used to be?
Yes. So the first time, like, I want to say maybe 4 years, even for 4 years after I watched that movie, anytime someone did that, it scared the crap
so
out of me.
You want to know how to get over that fear? Just think of Scary Movie 4. Toshiba. Kawasaki. Shishimi. Literally, it'll get rid of that sound. You just think, Toshi, just naming Jeff.
The sound is creepy.
The sound is creepy, but if you just think of the, ah, when he's got his hand over the flame in Scary Movie. Ah. it'll erase it.
Dude,
it's so good.
I love Scary Movie. It's so funny. Okay, so we got two more left.
Sick.
Oh, wait. I messed this up. We have three more left.
Okay.
Sorry. The Grudge was number 14, so you are avoiding The Grudge. So number 13 is, are you avoiding Halloween? So you're avoiding Mikey?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you avoiding The Crazies? I know I said I wasn't going to put two different zombie movies in. They're not zombies, actually, man. So never mind. They ain't zombies.
Spoiler alert. Here's my issue with this. This is a great matchup. The Crazies is one of your favorite movies. Very underrated. Halloween is legendary, obviously. The problem, spoiler alert, guys, go watch The Crazies if you haven't. Give me 30 seconds skip if you haven't seen it. The problem with The Crazies is they're going to keep doing the containment protocol.
Right. And for those of you guys who don't know what The Crazies is and you're not going to watch it, it's basically the water supply
gets poisoned by a biological weapon on accident.
Correct.
Turning people crazy, quote unquote.
Yeah, they're not zombies because they don't die.
But the government is also involved trying to contain the spread, murdering everybody.
Yes. So you've not only got the spread of the contained water? That doesn't make sense.
No, the water is contaminated.
Contaminated water. And you have the government also trying to just be like, let's blow everything up.
I would... Oh, man.
That's tough.
I think I'm taking my chances against Mikey.
Really?
Yeah.
Just avoid him?
I'm avoiding the crazies, I think.
That's interesting.
I've always wanted to fight Michael anyways.
I mean, that's true. I've always wanted to fight Michael. All right. So, last
You can also leave Haddonfield.
You can't as the main character, Laurie.
He's not going to just come after me. I'm going to always... I'm Laurie.
You're Laurie.
He don't always know where I am. I'm going to test this.
He don't always know where I am. Have you seen my house fortress?
Yeah, I have the house fortress, dude. He ain't coming in, dude.
I'm so glad that the last one is the last one. So, would you avoid... I know what you're going to avoid. We have two left. I know what you're going to avoid, but that's fine. So, would you avoid it? So, would you avoid the city of Derry? Or, remember, you're a kid in this.
I could be an adult.
Nope, you're going to be a kid. I made the rules.
Okay.
I didn't put it part two.
Okay.
Or, would you avoid Black Christmas?
I haven't seen Black Christmas.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to change it to Silent Night.
Naughty. I'm going to avoid Silent Night.
Really?
I don't want no Santa coming into my house, dude.
Really? See, I would avoid it.
All right.
You don't have to change it. If you
want right. But I'll let Pennywise have his glory. I'm not scared of him. I'm not scared of Pennywise because I fear only one thing that Pennywise can't replicate. So he won't be able to scare me. However, I don't want to see all my friends die. And I'm allowed to fight. I think I could take Crazy Santa Claus.
Okay.
So if I see him coming and I dodge the axe real quick, I think I could judo throw him.
I think you could easily. I think.
So I'm going to avoid it.
I think that makes more sense, honestly, than Silent Night. I'm going to be real honest. So would you avoid Fear Street? This is the last one, guys.
Okay.
Would you avoid Fear Street?
Ooh.
And this is like, you know, you're obviously part of the whole trilogy. Yeah. Or would you avoid It Follows?
Oh, my God. It Follows.
I also would avoid It Follows.
Fear Street, they're targeting a specific person.
Group of people, yeah.
So
but
It Follows everywhere.
You
technically.
In Fear Street, you are the person it's targeting.
Yeah. I don't know. That it's almost the same thing.
It kind of is. But I mean, you could end up, I know this is a family friendly podcast, so I'm not going to go into it very much.
Yeah.
You could obviously
I'm not going to do that.
Stop it from following you.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I did.
So you're gonna avoid It Follows?
Yeah, because Fear Street, there's a way to go about getting rid of it altogether. It Follows, there is not.
Correct.
So
I agree. I also would avoid Fear. I mean, I would avoid It Follows.
So guys, that's our March Madness bracket. We'll come up with a cool name that we'll probably put into the subject line. We can't think of it right now, but when we go off air, we'll probably think of it. Let us know what you think. We'll post some polls. You guys vote. Have fun. Make it crazy. How are we doing on time?
It's a lot. So I think we should, guys, we're at 48 minutes.
Okay. Well, let's talk like, I don't think there's much content as far as Elden Ring, but, Spooky's having a great time with it. It's the most accessible Souls game. I feel like. She's put like 50 hours in.
I have three Elden Rings on my hand right now.
It's very scary in the sense of the difficulty and pop it into places where it's terrifying. A giant bear chased me the other day.
It was awesome.
So we're not going to talk much about Elden Ring. I do, because as we get into it, it did have a lot of horror elements. I do want, just because I want to, I do want to talk about the Batman. So we are going to go into a full spoiler discussion of the Batman. If you have not seen it, the music's going to hit. We're going to save it for the end so you guys can come back to it later. Please, 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 if you have not seen Batman 2022, directed by Matt Reeves, in theaters today, do not keep listening. Check the show notes.
Hey guys, we're back.
We're back. So we won't go crazy because I know we're trying to wrap up. Again, to be organic, we saw, shout out to our best friends, Kylie and Spencer. We saw them at the theater. We didn't know they were there. And I feel bad because Spencer was like, how'd you like it? And I had to tell him that you and I always save it. And I felt like a jerk. And I texted him later. He's like, no, dude, content. Totally get it. He was so supportive. But I still felt bad.
I know. I feel bad too because this happens all the time when we go see a movie.
So it's a three-hour movie. It is a three-hour movie. I don't know how we're going to talk about it in 10 minutes, but we're going to do our best. So I guess just hit him with what... I want to know what you think. I've got way too much to say.
Okay, so...
So you're going to have to keep me grounded.
Okay, so we've only got 10 minutes here, guys. So
10-ish minutes.
Basically, the very first...
We only got 45 minutes.
Okay. So the very first thing that I loved was the fact that he had real bats in his cave.
I gotta go. I'm going to the Hilton.
He literally rolls into his bat cave and there's literally bats flying all over the place.
Did you also notice he didn't have like a crazy fancy way to get in? It was literally like a clicker.
And I love that. He literally went down like a thing of stairs in the middle of an alley and a clicker, and it was awesome.
And I love how Kurt Cobain hits the underneath the bridge as he's driving. Yeah. Dude, that was
so I chef's loved guess. The composer. I loved the absolutely. Music. The music was so well done. And
what's that sound I keep doing?
I don't know.
We were doing it all day.
The whole ride, we kept doing the noise. The
that sound that always hits when he shows up. Man, I want that when I have to go and take care of an issue at work. I want that to hit,
it
dude.
Is, yeah, it is really yeah, good.
The composition was fantastic.
So Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson. I keep wanting to say Paddington Bear.
Also a great movie.
Robert Pattinson Bear. Sorry.
I don't know what to do with you sometimes. Robert Pattinson.
So Robert Pattinson, I liked him as I did. Batman. I really liked him as Batman. I did like him as Bruce. My biggest thing with the Spider-Man movies and the Batman movies is them balancing their superhero.
It's two different people.
It's hard. You know, it's hard.
Batman is the inverse of Bruce in a way. It's a true reflective self.
Yeah. So I feel like he did do a good job. I hated his long hair. I wish his hair was shorter.
I think that's just a nitpicky thing. Yeah, I think that's a play on letting himself go.
I think it is.
Because Bruce is very handsome. He's a playboy, philanthropist. I know Iron Man says that, but I feel like Bruce Wayne is the original playboy philanthropist.
Yeah,
When you think of Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne, is playboy philanthropist. I'm sorry. Yes. He is. I love Marvel. Spider-Man's my favorite character of all time. Bruce Wayne's the playboy philanthropist.
And I think it was good that they went that route because
he's still handsome in a way.
He's mysterious.
He's let himself go. But he's still mysteriously, like, handsome.
Yeah, and he doesn't shower. And he only gets nice and dressed up for the funeral.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was really good that they did. Because he basically has given up on his family. Yeah. And, like, he doesn't care about the money. Like, he's just kind of...
He's given up on the family legacy. I mean, his family is not alive. Yeah. Except for Alfred.
Sorry.
But he's giving up on the family legacy. He's like, that was a good line. Like, this is my family's legacy. Yes. Like, stopping crime, saving Gotham. He's so... And that's what was so good about this movie is he's so in.
Yes.
There is no contemplation.
No.
He's like... You know, we see other mediums of Batman where Batman, like, you know, Talia al Ghul, and they like have a romantic love. They love each other, and it's like, this is like, no, dude, my devotion is to Gotham.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, which is why I really liked how Selina at the end said, "I can see you're taken for."
Yeah,
because he is Gotham.
Yeah,
his relationship is with Gotham.
He's with Gotham. She's like, "You're not gonna leave."
Yeah, he's like,
and she tries to get him to leave, and he's like,
"He's like, she Gotham said,
needs me.
You're spoken for."
Yeah,
and I thought, he didn't.
I was about it. It was sexy, you know.
It was
a little bit of sexy in there,
and then
you know, I was getting worried. I'm like, dude, where we had come so far in the journey, I'm like, he's not gonna.
No.
He's not going to cave.
It was inevitable. Sure, they kissed a couple times, but it didn't overpower. It wasn't, like, it literally was just a kiss. Like, it didn't take away, I don't feel.
No.
And that's also her personality, is to be a sexy cat.
And she's not going to stay for him. No. I was like, good, leave.
Yeah, I thought that was really
Catwoman and Black Cat are almost the same. Black Cat's a little more romantic, like, Marvel-wise, to Spider-Man. But they're both still like, I want the score.
Yeah.
I want the life.
Exactly. I was so mad at him for being mean to Alfred.
Yeah, in the very beginning, you're not my father, Alfred. It's that workaholic. He's so locked in that, like, here's a guy who also suffered.
Yeah.
Like, he was, and he says it on the hospital bed, I was supposed to protect all of you.
Yeah.
And now all I can do is protect you, and I can't even do that.
Yeah.
Because you're literally Batman, dude. Yeah.
And he basically is like his second father.
Yeah.
So it's like, that hurt him.
He is. And that hurt me.
It hurt me too.
Yeah. And he's very, very rude to Alfred. And Andy Serkis demolished it.
Oh my God. He was so good. He did it a couple times. He like undercutted him a couple times. Yeah. And I'm like, stop being so freaking mean to him. Like,
this is the second time you've almost cursed on this family. From the little monsters will be disappointed.
Well, they most won't. Little they
don't think it's funny.
Kind of know.
Don't think it's funny.
They've hung out with me enough to know. So I was like, man, stop being so mean to him. And then, of course, you know, the hospital scene was really nice. I'm assuming Alfred lives.
I'm assuming he did. Yeah, the hand hold was really good. Like, the way they shot it. This movie, the cuts and the shots were, dude, unreal.
The scene, and I know we see it in the trailer, but it made such a bigger impact in the movie, was when Penguin is upside down in the car.
Because that car chase takes forever, dude. And not in a bad way.
No.
But it's like, so much is happening, and they're weaving in and out of cars. Everyone almost dies. They're putting a ton of other people in danger. The shootout that starts the chase, that's the first time you see the Batmobile at all. And you're like, man, this Batmobile, it almost has like it like sucks, but it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. Another theme of the movie is that, like, Bruce is going broke. Like, they spray paint in the very beginning. And the accountant has to show up. So we're assuming he's hemorrhaging money or giving it away or whatever.
Well, we find out that he's hemorrhaging money
because of the renewal fund.
Renewal, yeah.
So, but you see the Batmobile and you're like, man, this car kind of sucks, but like, it doesn't suck.
It doesn't. Well, I don't know if you noticed throughout the whole movie, the shots in the Batcave show that he's building the engine.
Okay. Missed that. I didn't pick up on that.
So there's a lot of shots throughout the whole movie before we get to the scene with the Batmobile that you can see all the engine parts.
And we can go in. Yeah, I think we can go into why that is soon too. Yeah, the cuts were great. I remember there was one time, I think it's the scene where Selina's going to leave and he's just standing over Gotham after it's flooded.
Yeah.
That scene was great.
Oh, I was saying, when he's walking through the, like, I didn't finish what I was saying.
Oh, sorry.
When Penguin's upside down, and literally, it's an image of Batman walking towards you upside down.
Yeah.
Because you're in Penguin's view.
Yeah.
And he's walking through the fire. Dude, that was with the music.
Oh, so
dude,
good.
Dude, that was so good.
I think the unsung star of the show is Paul Dano as Riddler. I can see the compare. Like, a lot of people are saying this movie's like Seven, which is why we're talking about it on the podcast. It was scary.
Okay.
It's not for kids.
Riddler is my favorite.
It's a PG-13.
Yes.
It's scary.
It is.
Seven's rated R.
Correct.
This movie got as close to a Seven type of movie that I've seen in like a long time.
Yeah.
So the comparisons are valid. Seven being like an insanely awesome movie.
So Riddler and Poison Ivy are my two favorite DC villains. Mm-hmm.
Not Batman, DC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved the Riddler, but that's because I love puzzles and stuff. I'm just, you know.
For sure.
And so I was nervous coming into this movie because I'm like, I don't know, you know. But he did do a really good job. And I loved the different ways that he placed his riddles, because he almost put all his people in like jigsaw traps.
He did.
It's like jigsaw traps that you can't get out of.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so brutal, too.
There was no you can save them. It was, they're going to die. Figure out something else after they die.
Yeah.
Like, figure out, like, a lot of times it's depicted as, you can save them, Batman. This was, they're dying. They're going to die.
You don't get your clue until they die.
Yeah. Basically. So the decoding and using, like, the body parts of the other victims to unlock different things and... just, man, it was crazy. And the whole storyline being fleshed out of, like, what was actually going on.
Yeah. And what was happening. They did a really good job at tying together.
It gave the Riddler a motive, which the Riddler typically doesn't have a motive. His motive is, I'm smarter than you, Batman. Yeah. This, they depicted this as, obviously, if we're going to call him Nigma, obviously, it talked about the different variations of the Riddler. If we're going to call him Nigma, he's like, we're on a team. Like, yeah. We're doing all this together. Yeah. Like, we're cleansing Gotham. Yeah. So there was a motive versus just, I'm smarter than you. It was more or less an admiration for Batman. You're so smart. Like, I chose you to be on my team. Like, you're on my team.
Well,
you know?
And he figures out that he's Bruce.
I don't... Do you think he really does?
I think he does. He said on the thing, I know the real you. I think he does know it's him.
Yeah, I guess it's so ambiguous that I'm not sure.
I feel like he does know, especially because he was an orphan in the Wayne orphanage, and because he's like in all that all.
Yeah, but that also correlates to another character that could show up though.
Calendar Man.
No.
Calendar Man
would be sick.
I just like mentioning
Calendar Man. So. Man, there's just so much to talk about. Paul Dano was great. I loved. It was scary, man. The beginning scene where the lawyer gets murdered and Riddler's just standing behind him in the dark.
The mayor.
Yeah, and like the movie starts out with like just this heavy breathing voyeur.
I know, it's weird.
Man, it's crazy, and that's what we're talking about. Is it had so many horror elements?
It really did.
The bat suit was great. A part of, and I'm just scattering my thoughts. At first, your body always wants to go with the Bruce Wayne voice, but it's just a staple. It's you watch a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie knowing that Mikey is a goofball.
Yeah.
Now, spoiler alert: you've never read them, so I'm just gonna tell you. And if you guys don't want Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles spoils at all, fast forward 15 seconds. Michelangelo is the last Ronin.
Oh.
So that's like a new way to look at him. But typically...
Well, dang.
Well, you never read him. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I was thinking about it.
You're a liar. But you watch a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
He's goofy. He's goofy.
You expect it.
Yeah.
And so Bat-Pat started with the Batman voice. And I'm just like, it just has to be... It just is what it is. It has to be done.
I didn't hate it, though.
But my body wanted me to nitpick at something. Yeah. And I was like, dude, chill. Watch the movie.
Yeah. I didn't hate the voice at all. So
there's so many Easter eggs in the movie, but they're also with all the characters were great. Falcone was great, Catwoman was great, Catwoman was great. They combined like two of the stories, cuz obviously they combined The Long Halloween.
Mhm.
Cuz it starts on Halloween, you know. And then it combined, I think, Batman Year One, because there's in Batman Year One is when Bruce is like starting and he meets Gordon, and you can tell they're like not the best of friends like we've typically seen them, but like they're still feeling out each other.
And Gordon wasn't commissioner.
He's not commissioner now. And this, so Year One is where they both kind of start out. But then I think The Long Halloween is someone named Holiday is the killer, if I remember. And Calendar Man is like dictating it because he knows who Holiday is.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of that. And then I think it combines a little bit of year one. Because I think in year one, someone floods Gotham. I can't remember.
Wait, what villain were you going to say? And I just said Calendar Man to be funny.
So on the... When it shows the Thomas Wayne stuff and what Thomas Wayne did, the deal he made with Falcone and all that, there's a reporter named Elliot, something Elliot, and it says Hush on it. And I can't remember his first name, but Hush's last name is Elliot. Hush. Hush's last name is Elliot. And Hush is the inverse of Batman, where he's an expert neurosurgeon. He's an expert surgeon who envies the Waynes because of they almost kind of like Riddler almost stole some of Hush's backstory, like bits and pieces were kind of all over the place.
And you know what's also kind of funny, and I know we gotta wrap it up here, but their Carmine's club is the iceberg.
Well, that's Cobblepot's club.
I mean,
the iceberg lounge. Carmine's.
Oh,
it's Cobblepot's, pretty sure.
But Cobblepot works for Carmine.
Yeah, but I think it's associated as being Cobblepot's club.
Okay, maybe.
In Gotham, it's Cobblepot's club,
and
too.
And then the underground is 44 Below.
He's a crime boss. He's just...
But what I was going to say is, I'm just saying, where's Mr. Freeze this whole time in my mind? This is the iceberg lounge or whatever in 44 Below.
Yeah.
Where's my Mr. Freeze?
Different. I don't know if we're going to get the really campy...
Probably not.
Villains, he would have to...
I feel like not in this timeline.
Matt Reeves has already said he doesn't want to do Superman and Aliens and a bunch of bogus bullcrap. Yeah. He wants to do the dark... And the whole... It was daytime twice in this movie or something.
And
the whole movie,
literally everyone is talking. Everyone's talking.
Yeah, you're beaten. Gotham, it beat you down.
And I'm like, I can't... Can we put the subtitles on here?
It beat you down. This was a big representation of Batman being all in on Gotham, suffering the ramifications. He takes his shirt off and scars everywhere. I love the fact that in fight scenes he's getting hit.
Yeah,
he's not
getting beat up.
It's not like when we're doing 25 combos on Arkham Asylum.
So,
you know what I mean?
Literally, the part where he's hanging from the thing.
Tap triangle, dude.
And everyone's like coming over, and I'm like, this is me playing Arkham City.
Yeah.
Because I'm just
I loved seeing him get hit. The movie was phenomenal. I cried at the end when they started like accepting him.
Yeah.
Because the whole movie they're terrified of him. And I love how the cops are so ridiculous to him and he just ignores them.
I know, it's perfect.
He knows he's so much better.
Yeah.
And we got to see him as a detective, dude.
He's
a detective. That's what he is. Yeah. And so we finally, the whole beginning of the movie when he's doing the detective stuff, my mind was like, Gordon's just letting him, he's like, oh, you missed that. He's basically like, that was the weapon.
Yeah.
The thumb's missing. It was alive. He was alive when
when he did it, yeah.
Just all that, I'm like, dude, he's, just let the man, and he's doing it with not as much gadgetry as we've seen used in other movies.
Yes.
He had the contacts.
I loved those.
The contacts were great.
Those were so cool.
It was a very modern... It's almost like, dude, if we legit had a Batman, that's what it would be like. It would be something like that.
Yep.
The movie is phenomenal. We're not going to rate it because it's not a horror movie. We just wanted to talk about it and give impressions. I cried at the end when they started accepting him and when... Like the girl doesn't want to go up.
Yeah.
And he holds her hand the whole time. I'm like, dude, gave him the human, you started seeing the human side of him.
Yeah.
But still that human side devoted to serving the people of Gotham. Yep. You know what I mean? There's another Easter egg I want to mention. Mitchell was the name of the mayor, right?
Yes.
You notice how his son is a widow. Like, or his wife is a widow and they have a boy.
Yes.
So, Mitchell was... And this is where Matt's just taking little stuff. And Mitchell is Robin's older brother, Dick Grayson's older brother. Mitchell's the one who falls and Dick, like, saves him in the flying trapeze.
And he what?
And Mitchell calls Dick Grayson Robin. He names him Robin. And this kid's name was Mitchell, and he's an orphan boy, so I'm just wondering if that's like a potential play.
Yeah.
A potential play. Maybe. Or just like a, hey, that's for you.
Yeah.
Also, the guy with the half the clown face. Mm-hmm. These other ones I knew. I looked this up because he looked familiar. The guy with the half clown face in the very beginning mm-hmm. is Tim Drake from the Titan show, I guess. Oh, I think. Yeah.
So, by the way, so I wanted,
lots of stuff.
I
lots of stuff.
To verify the guy that he saves from the train, remember?
Mm-hmm.
From the clown face yeah. people, and he turns around and because the guy's like, "Who are you?" And Batman says, "I'm Vengeance."
Uh-huh.
The guy at the very end, is that the same guy? Because he basically goes, "I'm Vengeance." I think it's the same dude that he saved.
No, the guy he saved is an Asian.
I think this guy's face was beat to death.
No, this guy was white. I don't, correct me, but I don't think the guy at the end after he beat up looked like the guy that was next to Bruce at the funeral who was like scum, rich boy, scum. It looked like that guy.
Maybe it was that
but
guy.
The I Am Vengeance thing, I don't know how he would know that. So it's.
That's the reason why I thought it was that guy because
yeah, I don't know.
He said the same thing.
I don't think it was the Asian guy he saved though. It would have been somebody he beat up then. I'm not sure. That's a good point.
No, because he just said it when they were all gone.
I promise you it's not the Asian
no,
guy.
I'm not saying, no, I'm just saying. No, I'm saying in that scene, he said, "I am vengeance" to only the Asian guy that he saved because all the thugs were gone at that point.
No, they're beat up laying on the ground.
Oh, I thought they ran away.
No, Tim Drake runs away.
Gotcha.
If that's who it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, what was the thing at the end?
You do it and it's a couple riddles and then it's a big screen that just says hush on it.
At the very end?
I think so. It's like Thomas Wayne in a map and stuff that says hush, which is in the actual movie. So it's basically showing like we're going to probably get hush in one of the later
okay,
movies.
So the thing after the goodbye, yeah. after the credits is just a thing that's
It's a website you go to, you type website. In. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Also, Paul Dano, as we know, the plan gets foiled somewhat. He's in Arkham. He's talking to who we think is Joker. And it's Barry Keoghan, which is...
amazing.
By far one of the creepiest actors ever.
He's so great.
Killing of a Sacred Deer, like, it's...
He was even good in The Green Knight. And his role was really small.
And he's what's-his-face in The Eternals.
Yes.
He's in Dunkirk.
Yes.
Also, we didn't talk about him at all, and I feel so bad, but I am on board with Colin Farrell's resurgence as an actual good actor, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he demolished. There's just so much going on. We didn't even talk about Colin Farrell at all. He demolished the Penguin. Unrecognizable.
Yeah, it is.
You would never know. But the dude was in just... to me, C-rated, stupid movies.
That was the issue. Is and he was taking on really
Killing of a Sacred Deer, The Lobster, this movie. I'm sure other stuff I can't think of.
Yeah.
Dude's a phenomenal actor. I'm so thankful. It's kind of like seeing Devin Sawa at least get to come back and act. This with Colin Farrell.
Love how we mention him all the time.
This with Colin Farrell is I'm so glad that he's able to show he's a good actor.
Yeah.
He was always there.
No, he just wasn't able to do it. Yeah, he just couldn't do it.
So I'm so thankful. I could talk all day.
We're not going to.
I loved it, man.
It was great. It. Definitely go see it, guys, if you haven't seen it. Sorry, we spoiled a lot of stuff. But
we let them know.
It was really good.
Take it home.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for trekking through this 1 hour and 12 minute and 50 second podcast. Really appreciate it, guys. Always appreciate the listens. If you guys can please give us a follow, like, all that stuff on the socials, Instagram, Discord, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. And that's basically all I got.
Shout out to the little monsters. I am Vengeance. Have a killer week.